Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Ann Moorman and we're going to be talking about an event that actually starts today. So good morning to you, Mary Ann.
Good morning, LaVon.
And of course, we're visiting about an event that the Doe's is participating in. So when and where?
Well, we're having a fundraiser this Friday and Saturday, and it's going to be at the Elks Lodge. Friday, the hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon.
Okay. So as soon as you heard Backyard and Beyond and reminded you, you can get right down there to the Elks Lodge to start getting those treasures. Now, Mary Ann, for some people who are not familiar with the Elks Lodge, where is it and what door should they use?
Okay, you need to go down the back, the alley, and it's the bottom north door, and that's where you need to come in. And it's off of Poplar Street there.
Okay, kind of across from the Parish Center.
Right.
And there is parking there, unless there's so many shoppers that fills it up, there is some parking there, so that's great. And so 2 days, today and Saturday. Now, the way these work, of course, somebody has to donate things. Are you still taking donations today and tomorrow?
We would take donations, so if they want to come, just bring them to the back door again, and we'll take care of it.
And a lot of times we bring something in, we find something else to take home.
That's our hope that you do that.
Yes. Now, as I recall, you're also doing a bake sale?
We are, and we have tremendous cooks in our organization. Lots of us try new recipes all the time, and so last night I spent 2 or 3 hours baking, and so I'm ready, and so other gals are doing that also.
All right. So, you know, this being on Friday and Saturday, maybe you're having company over the weekend. This would be a good chance to pick up some, maybe snacks, cookies, or maybe some roll. Who knows? Who knows what you'll find there?
Pie bakers, too, that are making pies.
All right. So maybe Sunday dinner, a pie would be great. So, yeah, you want to stop by, not only for the treasures you can find. And, Mary Ann, this really is a part of the community garage sale, correct?
Correct. Correct. So, as you said, they can stop all kinds of places and just keep on going and shop around the town.
Yeah, you bet. Never know which one's going to fit you best. Mary Ann, let's talk a bit about the Doe's. And, you know, when I read about you, it's BPO Doe's. Tell me about that.
Benevolent Patriotic Order of Doe's.
Okay. And you are connected with the...
We are connected with the Elks Lodge here.
Okay. What do you have to do to be a Doe? What's the membership requirements?
You have to be 21. You just need to sign a form, pay a little bit of money. Some of it goes to National, but some of it stays here. And it has to be signed by a Doe and one Elk.
Okay. No big deal. And I know you're always needing new members because you do so many things. And a lot of that is work, but it's also fun. I think the Doe's is an organization where you really get to know each other.
We do.
Yeah, I mean, and part of that is because you're doing so many of these activities. So let's talk a bit about how you give back to the community.
Well, number one thing that we're raising money for now is that we give a scholarship every year. And this is open to graduating seniors in not just Atlantic, but in the surrounding communities. All they have to do is fill out an application and be sure and sign it. Sometimes we pitch those that don't sign it because if you can't follow through with instructions, you know, we want our money to go to a good place. So coming up in May, we'll be giving another $500 scholarship.
Okay. So there's something that kind of keeps on paying back as you help educate young people. But you do other things in the community, too.
Okay. The fire department, the library. We go to the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab and play bingo and provide birthday lunches for people there. So many things I can't even think of right now.
But I know as requests come to you from those groups that are doing service projects, you often are giving to those, but then you also donate your time. And I want to mention as an example, I recall is last fall when we did a harvest market and we needed somebody to run the contest where we chose the best food. There you were, the Doe's were organizing.
Right. We just, you know, anything that people ask us to do, we decide whether, you know, we'll be able to do it or not and how many people it will take and, you know, where we need to be and what we need to do, so.
So you are a really community-minded organization. Now, one of the things that you also get to do if you choose is to go to some meetings that are regional, state, national, and you've participated in a number of those, Marianne. Tell us about a few of those.
Well, we have a district meeting once a year in the fall, and that involves part of Nebraska and all of Iowa, which really aren't a lot of droves, but anyway, we do get together once a year. Then we also, once a year, have a national convention. This year it's going to be in Albuquerque, and we have, I think, almost 10 ladies going. So that's kind of exciting when you can, you know, draw that much. A couple of us have an appointment, so we have jobs to do when we get there, but that's a reward for what we've done and how many times we've attended and how active we've been that we get these, you know, things that we get to do at national.
So it's not like a job nobody else wants. This is, you're being recognized as having done good work locally.
You're being recognized, and, you know, you don't do it for that reason,
right.
But it's sure nice to be thanked and to be appreciated.
Yeah.
Well, and as you said, this is national, so people are there from all over the United States. So it's kind of nice to have Iowa raised up as one of the droves that's really active and so on. Now, Marianne, you've been officer locally, and I don't know, have you on the district level too?
Yes, I've gone up through the chairs, and I've served as president twice, and I've been a district officer, and I've served everything but president. So it's fun.
Okay.
It's a little work, sure, but it's fun.
Well, that's what makes it all worthwhile. Now, you said people have some jobs in Albuquerque at this meeting that's coming up. Do you have a job?
Yes, I'm working on the registration table. So I have a sit-down job this year.
Okay.
So I'll be serving, I don't know, probably I won't be there the whole day, but I might have a shift for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I need to take time off because they're offering balloon rides, hot air balloon rides, and I'm taking a balloon ride this year.
That sounds exciting. But, and it also points out that, yeah, there is fun. There are other opportunities. And, you know, that's one reason that it's nice to go to these meetings around the country, because you've been to quite a few states.
I've been everywhere. Florida, North Carolina, Reno, Nevada, Oklahoma City, Des Moines.
Yeah.
We had it twice in Des Moines since I've been a Doe.
Yeah.
So.
And always exciting and new things to see and do and people to meet. I'm guessing, too, that since you have gone to a number of these, that's the only place you see some of these people, but you kind of make friendships, and that's when you catch up.
Yes. And it's just like a reunion, you know. You just, once a year you see them, and then sometimes you don't see one person coming, and you know that they've gotten, you know, so they have health problems it's kind of sad in that way,
right.
too.
But, yeah, reunion is a good way to describe that, Marianne. So we've talked about there are a lot of activities that you can do as a member and what you can do to be a member. But I think, again, I would just say that as I see all of you, that I just know that you have great friendships that have formed and you are doing a lot of good work for the community. So to do good work, sometimes you have to make some money.
That's
and
right.
So this Friday and Saturday, you are doing that.
Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon.
All right, at the Elks Lodge, go in the back door across from Parish Center, and the bake sale also, in addition to all those treasures you might find. So thank you very much, Marianne Moorman, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought from Christopher Robin. He said, you're braver than you believe, and stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.